From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Talks have broken off. The mediator has walked away from the table, and a strike by 55,000 Ontario education workers is on for tomorrow. The mediator says the two sides are too far apart for negotiations to continue. The union, QP, says the Ford government never intended to negotiate. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the union is forcing him to pass a bill to impose a contract and not allow strike action. It was a three-way collision between transports that closed Highway 144 between Highway 101 and the watershed at about 5 o'clock yesterday, and it's still closed for investigation and road repairs. The OPP report that one person has died. Their identification is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. One of the commercial vehicles was headed south and the other two headed north. Paramedics, firefighters from the Matagami First Nation and Timmins, and the Provincial Transportation Ministry were all involved in the response. This week's appearance of Timmins Police Chief Dan Foy and Inspector Rick Blanchette walking a downtown beat wasn't the first and won't be the last. Communications Coordinator Mark DePozzi says it's a sign that all levels of the police service are dedicated to fighting crime and drug abuse downtown. He emphasizes that it was not a one-off photo op.
We can certainly appreciate where this might come across as a staged event, and okay, we've done that, so now we can move on. That's certainly not the case.
DePozzi reminds us that despite their high ranks, the senior officers still have the authority to enforce laws and make referrals to social service agencies to serve and protect. He says senior officers will allocate time in their schedules for more foot patrols. Do not follow the online advice to dump your used jack-o'-lantern on Crown land to feed wild animals. The Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry says it's illegal and ill-advised. Outreach specialist Megan Legg says animals lose their fear of humans when food is provided and come to depend on that source. It can also cause several species to gather in large numbers.
This kind of concentration of animals in one area can spread parasites and disease and cause destruction of that habitat.
Legg advises you to compost the pumpkins instead, either at home or at a public composting site. In Country 93.1 Sports, the eyes of the NOJHL East Division will be focused on the Claude LaRose Recreation Center tonight at 7 when the Hearst Lumberjacks host the Timmins Rock. Timmins is 1 point behind the Jacks and the Powassan Voodoos for first place. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.